Section 1. Introduction. There is a federal requirement that each state have minimum standards for the licensing of commercial drivers. This manual provides driver license testing information for drivers who wish to obtain a commercial learner's permit, CLP, or a commercial driver license, CDL. This manual does not provide information on all the federal and state requirements needed before you can drive a commercial motor vehicle, CMV. If you require additional information, please call 919-715-7000. You must have a CDL to operate. Any single vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 26,001 pounds or more. A combination vehicle with a gross combination weight rating, GCWR, of 26,001 or more pounds, provided the GVWR of the vehicle being towed is in excess of 10,000 pounds. A vehicle designed to transport 16 or more passengers, including the driver. Any size vehicle which requires hazardous material placards or is carrying material listed as a select agent or toxin in 42 CFR Part 73. Federal regulations through the Department of Homeland Security require a background check and fingerprinting for the hazardous materials endorsement. Please visit the website https://universalenroll.dhs.gov for more information. CDL classifications. The CDL vehicle classification included in the federal standard, together with the type of cargo to be transported, determine what type of CDL license and endorsement an applicant must apply for. There are three basic vehicle classes or groups. Class A combination vehicles. Any combination of vehicles with gross combination weight rating, GCWR, of 26,001 or more pounds falls in Group A provided the GVWR of the vehicle being towed is more than 10,000 pounds. Most class of vehicles are trucks such as truck-tractor, semi-trailer or truck-and-trailer combinations. However, tractor-trailer buses may be found in a few communities. Driving a class of vehicle requires considerably more skill and knowledge than driving vehicles in classes B and C. Since these skills include those required to drive a B and C vehicle, a driver who has a class A license also may drive vehicles in classes B and C. Class B heavy straight vehicles. Any single vehicle with a GVWR of 26,001 or more pounds falls in Group B, or any such vehicle towing another vehicle not in excess of 10,000 pounds GVWR. Class B includes straight trucks and large buses, including articulated buses. Safely driving these heavy vehicles requires considerably more knowledge and skill than driving the small trucks and buses found in Class C. Since they include the skills required to drive Class C vehicles, drivers who have qualified for a Class B license may also drive vehicles in Class C. Class C small vehicles. Any single vehicle with a GVWR less than 26,001 pounds falls in Group C, or any such vehicle towing another vehicle not in excess of 10,000 pounds GVWR. However, vehicles of this size are included in the CDL program only if they are 1. Designed to carry 16 or more passengers including the driver, or 2. Used to transport hazardous materials in quantities requiring placarding under the Hazardous Materials Regulations, 49 CFR Part 172, Subpart F, or is carrying material listed as a select agent or toxin in 42 CFR Part 73. There are a great variety of vehicles in Class C. Some rather large Class C vehicles may require more skill and knowledge to operate than do the smaller ones. However, the licensing category is based principally on the type of cargo carried. Because of the seriousness of an accident involving hazardous material or human passengers, the safe operation of even the smaller vehicles in Class C requires special knowledge and the drivers of these vehicles must have a CDL. CDL endorsements and restrictions. Endorsements. All commercial drivers who drive certain types of vehicles or haul certain types of cargo must add endorsements to their CDL license and/or commercial learner's permit, CLP, to show that they have the specialized knowledge required for these operations. There are six kinds of CDL endorsements that may be required, depending on the vehicle or type of cargo. Note: the only endorsements that may be added to a commercial learner's permit, CLP, are passenger, P. School bus, S, and tank vehicle, N. Double and triple trailers, T. Many drivers who are qualified to drive class A vehicles may wish to pull double or triple trailers. Research shows that considerable additional knowledge and skill is necessary to safely pull double and triple trailers in various traffic conditions and driving environments. Consequently, adding the endorsement to the licenses of Class A drivers is necessary if they wish to pull double or triple trailers. A special knowledge examination on the problems associated with pulling multiple trailers must be passed. Tank Vehicle, N. Drivers of any commercial motor vehicle that is designed to transport any liquid or gaseous materials within a tank or tanks having an individual rated capacity of more than 119 gallons and an aggregate rated capacity of 1,000 gallons or more that is either permanently or temporarily attached to the vehicle or the chassis must obtain this endorsement. Applies to Class A, B and C, only applicable to Class C if the vehicle is hauling hazardous materials, vehicles. Liquids in bulk cause driving control problems because the cargo is heavy, prone to shifting, and has a high center of gravity. These drivers must pass a special knowledge examination on the problems posed by large volume liquid cargos to add the endorsement to their CDL, CLP. Passengers, P. Drivers who wish to drive a vehicle having a design capacity to carry 16 or more people, including the driver, must add a passenger endorsement to their CDL, CLP. They must pass a special knowledge examination on safety considerations when transporting passengers and must pass skills tests in a passenger vehicle. The endorsement applies to applicants who wish to drive a bus in any class, A, B, or C. Hazardous materials, H. Any driver, regardless of the vehicle class, group, A, B, or C, who wishes to haul any material that has been designated as hazardous under 49 U.S.C. 5103 and is required to be placarded under subpart F of 49 CFR part 172, or any quantity of a material listed as a select agent or toxin 42 CFR part 73 must add a hazardous materials endorsement to their CDL. S. He must pass a special written examination on how to recognize, handle, and transport hazardous materials. The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, and the U.S. Department of Transportation require background checks on commercial drivers who are certified to transport hazardous materials. The background checks include a review of criminal, immigration, and FBI records. If the driver is found to represent a security threat, TSA will notify the person and the state will deny issuance of an endorsement. Combination Hazardous Materials and Tank Vehicle, X. Drivers of tank vehicles who haul hazardous materials or waste in amounts requiring placards must add an X endorsement to their CDL, showing that they have passed the special knowledge examinations for both tank vehicles and hazardous materials. School buses, S. Drivers who wish to drive a school bus must add a school bus endorsement to their CDL, CLP. They must pass a special knowledge examination on safety considerations when transporting passengers in a school bus and must pass skills tests in a school bus. The endorsement applies to applicants who wish to drive a school bus in any class, A, B, or C. Note. Administered by School Bus and Traffic Safety Section ONLY. Contact 919-715-7000 for more information. Restrictions. Restrictions may be added to commercial driver licenses, permits based upon the type of vehicle and equipment that the driver uses for the skills test. There are 10 standardized restriction codes. Note. If a CLP is issued with a passenger, P, or a school bus, S, endorsement, it must also contain a, P, no passengers in a CMV bus restriction. If a CLP is issued with a tanker, N, endorsement, it must also contain a, X, no cargo in a CMV tank vehicle. E, no manual transmission. If an applicant performs the skills test in a vehicle equipped with an automatic transmission, the state must indicate on the CDL, if issued, that the person is restricted from operating a CMV equipped with a manual transmission. For the purposes of the skills test and the restriction, an automatic transmission includes any transmission not operating fully on the gear shift and clutch principle. K. Intrastate only. If an applicant certifies their status as either non-accepted intrastate or accepted intrastate, the state must indicate on the CDL, if issued, that person is restricted from operating a CMV in interstate commerce. L. No air brake equipped CMV. If an applicant does not take or fails the air brake component of the knowledge test, or performs the skills test in a vehicle not equipped with air brakes, the state must indicate on the CLP or CDL, if issued, that the person is restricted from operating a CMV equipped with any type of air brakes. For the purposes of the skills test and the restriction, air brakes include any braking system operating fully or partially on the air brake principle. M. No class a passenger vehicle. If an applicant applying for a passenger endorsement performs the skills test in a passenger vehicle requiring a Group B CDL, the state must indicate on the CDL, if issued, that the person is restricted from operating a passenger vehicle requiring a Group A CDL. N. No Class A and B passenger vehicle. If an applicant applying for a passenger endorsement performs the skills test in a passenger vehicle requiring a Group C CDL, the state must indicate on the CDL, if issued, that the person is restricted from operating a passenger vehicle requiring a Group A or B CDL. O. No tractor-trailer CMV. If an applicant performs the skills test in a combination vehicle for a Group A CDL with the power unit and towed unit connected with a pintle hook or other non-fifth wheel connection, the state must indicate on the CDL, if issued, that the person is restricted from operating a tractor-trailer combination connected by a fifth wheel that requires a Group A CDL. An applicant who passes a skills test using a combination vehicle that is not a truck-tractor-semi-trailer combination, but is otherwise equipped with a fifth wheel, will be issued a CDL with an O restriction. P. No passengers in CMV bus. A CLP holder with a P endorsement is prohibited from operating a CMV carrying passengers, other than federal, state auditors and inspectors, test examiners, other trainees, and the CDL holder accompanying the CLP holder as prescribed by Section CFR 383.25(1) of this part. A CLP holder with AS endorsement is prohibited from operating a school bus with passengers, other than federal, state auditors and inspectors, test examiners, other trainees, and the CDL holder accompanying the CLP holder as prescribed by Section CFR 383.25(1) of this part. V. Medical variants. If the state is notified according to Section 383.73(3) that the driver has been issued a medical variance, the state must indicate the existence of such a medical variance on the CDLIS driver record in the CDL document, if issued, using the restriction code V, to indicate there is information about a medical variance on the CDLIS driver record. X. No cargo in CMV tank vehicle. A CLP holder with an N endorsement may only operate an empty tank vehicle and is prohibited from operating any tank vehicle that previously contained hazardous materials that has not been purged of any residue. Z. No full air brake equipped CMV. If an applicant performs the skills test in a vehicle equipped with air over hydraulic brakes, the state must indicate on the CDL, if issued, that the person is restricted from operating a CMV equipped with any braking system operating fully on the air brake principle. For the purposes of the skills test and the restriction, air over hydraulic brakes includes any braking system operating partially on the air brake and partially on the hydraulic brake principle. To get a CDL or CLP. To get a CDL or CLP, you must pass knowledge and skills tests. This manual will help you pass the tests, however, it is not a substitute for a truck driver training class or program. Formal training is the most reliable way to learn the many special skills required for safely driving a large commercial vehicle and becoming a professional driver in the trucking industry. Figure 1.1 helps you determine if you need a CDL. 1.1 Commercial Driver License Tests. 1.1.1 Knowledge Tests. You will have to take one or more knowledge tests, depending on what class of license and what endorsements you need. The CDL knowledge tests include the general knowledge test, taken by all applicants. The passenger transport test, taken by all bus driver applicants. The air brakes test, which you must take if your vehicle has air brakes, including air over hydraulic brakes. The combination vehicles test, which is required if you want to drive combination vehicles. The hazardous materials test, required if you want to haul hazardous materials as defined in 49 CFR 383.5. In order to obtain this endorsement, you are also required to pass a Transportation Security Administration, TSA, background check. The tank vehicle test, required if you want to haul any liquid or gaseous materials in a tank or tanks having an individual rated capacity of more than 119 gallons and an aggregate rated capacity of 1,000 gallons or more that is either permanently or temporarily attached to the vehicle or chassis. The doubles, triples test, required if you want to pull double or triple trailers. The school bus test, required if you want to drive a school bus. Note. Administered by School Bus and Traffic Safety Section ONLY. Contact 919-715-7000. Only one attempt at each knowledge test is allowed per day. If after three attempts, you have not passed the general knowledge test, another application fee will be required to allow three more attempts. Similarly, each three attempts thereafter require another application fee. You do not need an appointment for knowledge tests. Note. All test scores are valid 90 days from the test date in NCDMV computer files. 1.1.2 Skills Tests. If you pass the required knowledge test, you can take the CDL Skills Test when you are eligible. The CDL Skills Test consists of three segments: vehicle inspection, basic vehicle control, and on-road driving. You must take the segments in the order listed and must pass each one before moving to the next. You must take these tests in the type of vehicle for which you wish to be licensed. Any vehicle that has components marked or labeled cannot be used for the CDL skills test. Vehicle inspection. You will be tested to see if you know whether your vehicle is safe to drive. You will be asked to do a vehicle inspection of your vehicle. You must point to, touch and name the item you are inspecting and explain to the examiner what you would inspect and why. Basic vehicle control. You will be tested on your skill to control the vehicle. You will be asked to move your vehicle forward, backward, and turn it within a defined area. These areas may be marked with traffic lanes, cones, barriers, or something similar. The examiner will tell you how each control test is to be done. On-road test. You will be tested on your skill to safely drive your vehicle in a variety of traffic situations. The situations may include left and right turns, intersections, railroad crossings, curves, up and down grades, single or multi-lane roads, streets, or highways. The examiner will tell you where to drive. 1.2 Medical Documentation Requirements. Starting January 30, 2012 and no later than January 30, 2014, if you are applying for a commercial learner's permit, or are renewing, upgrading, adding endorsements to a CDL, or transferring a CDL from another state, you are required to provide information to NCDMV regarding the type of commercial motor vehicle operation you drive in or expect to drive in with your CDL. Drivers operating in certain types of commerce will be required to submit a current medical examiner's certificate and/or any medical variance documents that you have been issued, for example, vision, skills performance or diabetic waivers, or other exemptions, to NCDMV to obtain a certified medical status as part of your driving record. You may contact NCDMV at 919-715-7000 or visit NCDMV's webpage https://www.ncdot.gov/dmv/driver/commercial/ to obtain information regarding the requirement for submitting these documents. If you are required to have a certified medical status and fail to provide and keep up to date your medical examiner's certificate, you become not certified and may lose your CDL. For the purpose of complying with the new requirements for medical certification, it is important to know how you are using the CMV. The following information will help you decide how to self-certify. 1.2.1 Interstate or Intrastate Commerce. Do you, or will you, use a CDL to operate a CMV in interstate or intrastate commerce? Interstate commerce is when you drive a CMV from one state to another state or a foreign country. Between two places within a state, but during part of the trip, the CMV crosses into another state or foreign country, or between two places within a state, but the cargo or passengers are part of a trip that began or will end in another state or foreign country. Intrastate commerce is when you drive a CMV within a state and you do not meet any of the descriptions above for interstate commerce. If you operate in both intrastate commerce and interstate commerce, you must choose interstate commerce. 1.2.2 Intrastate commerce, status non-accepted or accepted. Once you decide whether you will operate in interstate commerce or intrastate commerce, you must decide whether you will operate, or expect to operate, in a non-accepted or accepted status. This decision will tell you to which of the four types of commerce you must self-certify. Interstate commerce. You operate in accepted interstate commerce when you drive a CMV in interstate commerce only for the following accepted activities: to transport school children and/or school staff between home and school, as federal, state, or local government employees, to transport human corpses or sick or injured persons, fire truck or rescue vehicle drivers during emergencies and other related activities, primarily in the transportation of propane winter heating fuel when responding to an emergency condition requiring immediate response, such as damage to a propane gas system after a storm or flooding, in response to a pipeline emergency condition requiring immediate response, such as a pipeline leak or rupture, in custom harvesting on a farm or to transport farm machinery and supplies used in the custom harvesting operation to and from a farm or to transport custom harvested crops to storage or market. Beekeeper in the seasonal transportation of bees. Controlled and operated by a farmer, but is not a combination vehicle, power unit and towed unit, and is used to transport agricultural products, farm machinery or farm supplies, no placardable hazardous materials, to and from a farm and within 150 air miles of the farm. As a private motor carrier of passengers for non-business purposes, or to transport migrant workers. If you answered yes to one or more of the above activities as the only operation in which you drive, you operate in accepted interstate commerce and do not need a federal medical examiner's certificate. If you answered no to all of the above activities, you operate in non-accepted interstate commerce and are required to provide a current medical examiner's certificate, 49 CFR 391.45, commonly referred to as a medical certificate or DOT card, to NCDMV. Most CDL holders who drive CMVs in interstate commerce are non-accepted interstate commerce drivers. If you operate in both accepted interstate commerce and non-accepted interstate commerce, you must choose non-accepted interstate commerce to be qualified to operate in both types of interstate commerce. Intrastate commerce. You operate in accepted intrastate commerce when you drive a CMV only in intrastate commerce activities for which your state of licensure has determined do not require you to meet the state's medical certification requirements. You operate in non-accepted intrastate commerce when you drive a CMV only in intrastate commerce and are required to meet your state of licensure's medical certification requirements. Contact your SDLA about their requirements. If you operate in both accepted intrastate commerce and non-accepted intrastate commerce, you must choose non-accepted intrastate commerce. 1.2.3 Self-Certification Statements. When completing an application for your CDL, you will be required to check the box next to the statement that describes your status. The actual statements in your application may vary from those shown below. Interstate non-accepted. I certify that I operate or expect to operate in interstate commerce, that I am subject to and meet the federal DOT medical card requirements under 49 CFR Part 391, and that I am required to obtain a medical examiner's certificate. Interstate accepted. I certify that I operate or expect to operate in interstate commerce, but engage exclusively in transportation or operations accepted under 49 CFR Sections 390.3, F, 391.2, 391.68 or 398.3 from all or parts of the qualification requirements of 49 CFR Part 391, and that I am not required to obtain a medical examiner's certificate. Intrastate non-accepted. I certify that I operate or expect to operate entirely in intrastate commerce, that I am subject to and meet the medical requirements for my state, and that I am required to obtain a medical examiner's certificate. Intrastate accepted. I certify that I operate or expect to operate entirely in intrastate commerce, that I am not subject to the medical requirements for my state, and that I am not required to obtain a medical examiner's certificate. All CDL holders are required to certify to ONE of the above categories. If you are required to have a DOT medical certificate, you are also required to provide a copy of your DOT medical certificate to the NCDMV. For more detailed information and to obtain a copy of the CDL self-certification form, Med 1, please visit http://www.ncdot.gov/dmv/driver/commercial/. Where to send your information? Fax. 919-861-3915. Email. cdlmedical@ncdot.gov. MAIL. NC Division of Motor Vehicles. CDL Medical Certification Unit. 3126 Mail Service Center. Raleigh. NC 27699-3126. 1.3 CDL Disqualifications. 1.3.1 General. You may not drive a commercial motor vehicle if you are disqualified for any reason. 1.3.2 Alcohol, leaving the scene of an accident, and commission of a felony. It is illegal to operate a CMV if your blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is 0.04% or more. If you operate a CMV, you shall be deemed to have given your consent to alcohol testing. You will lose your CDL for at least 1 year for a first offense for driving a CMV if your blood alcohol concentration is 0.04% or higher. Driving a CMV under the influence of alcohol. Refusing to undergo blood alcohol testing. Driving a CMV while under the influence of a controlled substance. Leaving the scene of an accident involving a CMV. Committing a felony involving the use of a CMV. Driving a CMV when the CDL is suspended. Causing a fatality through negligent operation of a CMV. You will lose your CDL for at least 3 years if the offense occurs while you are operating a CMV that is placarded for hazardous materials. You will lose your CDL for life for a second offense. You will lose your CDL for life if you use a CMV to commit a felony involving controlled substances. You will be put out of service for 24 hours if you have any detectable amount of alcohol under 0.04%. 1.3.3 Serious Traffic Violations. Serious traffic violations are excessive speeding, 15 miles per hour or more above the posted limit, reckless driving, improper or erratic lane changes, following a vehicle too closely, traffic offenses committed in a CMV in connection with fatal traffic accidents, driving a CMV without obtaining a CDL or having a CDL in the driver's possession, and driving a CMV without the proper class of CDL and/or endorsements. Also, violations of a state or local law or ordinance that prohibit texting or use of a handheld mobile telephone while driving, operating a commercial motor vehicle on a highway, including temporarily stationary because of traffic, a traffic control device, or other momentary delays. You will lose your CDL for at least 60 days if you have committed two serious traffic violations within a 3-year period involving a CMV. For at least 120 days for three or more serious traffic violations within a 3-year period involving a CMV. 1.3.4 Violation of out-of-service orders. You will lose your CDL for at least 90 days if you have committed your first violation of an out-of-service order. For at least 1 year if you have committed two violations of an out-of-service order in a 10-year period. For at least 3 years if you have committed three or more violations of an out-of-service order in a 10-year period. 1.3.5 Railroad Highway Grade Crossing Violations. You will lose your CDL for at least 60 days for your first violation. For at least 120 days for your second violation within a 3-year period. For at least 1 year for your third violation within a 3-year period. These violations include violation of a federal, state or local law or regulation pertaining to one of the following six offenses at a railroad highway grade crossing. For drivers who are not required to always stop, failing to stop before reaching the crossing if the tracks are not clear. For drivers who are not required to always stop, failing to slow down and check that the tracks are clear of an approaching train. For drivers who are always required to stop, failing to stop before driving onto the crossing. For all drivers failing to have sufficient space to drive completely through the crossing without stopping. For all drivers failing to obey a traffic control device or the directions of an enforcement official at the crossing. for all drivers failing to negotiate a crossing because of insufficient undercarriage clearance. 1.3.6 Hazardous Materials Endorsement Background Check and Disqualifications. If you require a hazardous materials endorsement, you will be required to submit your fingerprints and be subject to a background check. You will be denied or you will lose your hazardous materials endorsement if you are not a lawful permanent resident of the United States. Renounce your United States citizenship. Are wanted or under indictment for certain felonies. Have a conviction in military or civilian court for certain felonies. Have been adjudicated as lacking mental capacity or have been involuntarily committed to a mental health facility as specified in Section 1572.109. Are considered to pose a security threat as determined by the Transportation Security Administration. You can complete the Transportation Security Administration HME driver application via the website https://universalenroll.dhs.gov/ or by calling the Driver Service Center at 1-855-347-8371. The operator at the Driver Service Center will guide you through the process and ensure the application is completed correctly. Your fingerprints will be collected at one of five sites in North Carolina. You will be required to provide two forms of identification prior to being fingerprinted. Contact TSA at 1-855-347-8371 or go to website https://universalenroll.dhs.gov/ to complete the application. 1.3.7 Traffic Violations in Your Personal Vehicle. The Motor Carrier Safety Improvement Act, MCSIA, of 1999 requires a CDL holder to be disqualified from operating a commercial motor vehicle if the CDL holder has been convicted of certain types of moving violations in their personal vehicle. If your privilege to operate your personal vehicle is revoked, canceled, or suspended due to violations of traffic control laws, other than parking violations, you will also lose your CDL driving privileges. If your privilege to operate your personal vehicle is revoked, canceled, or suspended due to alcohol, controlled substance, or felony violations, you will lose your CDL for 1 year. If you are convicted of a second violation in your personal vehicle or CMV, you will lose your CDL for life. If your license to operate your personal vehicle is revoked, canceled, or suspended, you may not obtain a hardship license to operate a CMV. 1.4 Other CDL Rules. There are other federal and state rules that affect drivers operating CMVs in all states. Among them are: you cannot have more than one license. If you break this rule, a court may fine you up to $5,000 or put you in jail and keep your home state license and return any others. You must notify your employer within 30 days of conviction for any traffic violations, except parking. This is true no matter what type of vehicle you were driving. You must notify your motor vehicle licensing agency within 30 days if you are convicted in any other jurisdiction of any traffic violation, except parking. This is true no matter what type of vehicle you were driving. You must notify your employer within 2 business days if your license is suspended, revoked, or canceled, or if you are disqualified from driving. You must give your employer information on all driving jobs you have held for the past 10 years. You must do this when you apply for a commercial driving job. No one can drive a commercial motor vehicle without a CDL. A court may fine you up to $5,000 or put you in jail for breaking this rule. If you have a hazardous materials endorsement, you must notify and surrender your hazardous materials endorsement to the state that issued your CDL within 24 hours of any conviction or indictment in any jurisdiction, civilian or military, for are found not guilty by reason of insanity of a disqualifying crime listed in 49 CFR 1572.103, who is adjudicated as lacking mental capacity or have been involuntarily committed to a mental institution as specified in 49 CFR 1572.109, or who renounces his or her U.S. citizenship. Your employer may not let you drive a commercial motor vehicle if you have more than one license or if your CDL is suspended or revoked. A court may fine the employer up to $5,000 or put him, her in jail for breaking this rule. All states are connected to one computerized system to share information about CDL drivers. The states will check on drivers' accident records to be sure that drivers do not have more than one CDL. You are not allowed to hold a mobile telephone to conduct a voice communication or dial a mobile telephone by pressing more than a single button when driving. You are not allowed to send or read text messages while driving. You must be properly restrained by a safety belt at all times while operating a commercial motor vehicle. The safety belt design holds the driver securely behind the wheel during a crash, helping the driver to control the vehicle and reduces the chance of serious injury or death. If you do not wear a safety belt, you are 4 times more likely to be fatally injured if you are thrown from the vehicle. 1.5 CDL requirements for obtaining a commercial A, B or C. Age. Must be 21, however, at age 18 a client may obtain a CDL but they would not be eligible for the hazardous materials endorsement and they will be restricted to drive inside North Carolina only, restriction K, intrastate only. Residence. Must be a resident of North Carolina. Physical qualifications and evaluations by an exemption review officer. A client is physically qualified to drive a commercial motor vehicle if that person 1. Has no loss of a foot, a leg, a hand, or an arm, or has been granted a skills performance evaluation certificate pursuant to 49 CFR, Part 391.49. 2. Has no impairment of I. A hand or finger which interferes with prehension or power grasping, or II. An arm, foot, or leg which interferes with the ability to perform normal tasks associated with operating a commercial motor vehicle, or any other significant limb defect or limitation which interferes with the ability to perform normal tasks associated with operating a commercial motor vehicle, or has been granted a skills performance evaluation certificate pursuant to 49 CFR, Part 391.49. 3. Has no established medical history or clinical diagnosis of diabetes mellitus currently requiring insulin for control. 4. Has no current clinical diagnosis of myocardial infarction, angina pectoris, coronary insufficiency, thrombosis, or any other cardiovascular disease of a variety known to be accompanied by syncope, dyspnea, collapse, or congestive cardiac failure. 5. Has no established medical history or clinical diagnosis of a respiratory dysfunction likely to interfere with his, her ability to control and drive a commercial motor vehicle safely. 6. Has no current clinical diagnosis of high blood pressure likely to interfere with his, her ability to operate a commercial motor vehicle safely. 7. Has no established medical history or clinical diagnosis of rheumatic, arthritic, orthopedic, muscular, neuromuscular, or vascular disease which interferes with his, her ability to control and operate a commercial motor vehicle safely. 8. Has no established medical history or clinical diagnosis of epilepsy or any other condition which is likely to cause loss of consciousness or any loss of ability to control a commercial motor vehicle. 9. Has no mental, nervous, organic, or functional disease or psychiatric disorder likely to interfere with his, her ability to drive a commercial motor vehicle safely. 10. Has a minimum distant visual acuity of 20/40 Snellen, in each eye without corrective lenses or visual acuity separately corrected to 20/40 Snellen, or better with corrective lenses, distant binocular acuity of at least 20/40 Snellen, in both eyes with or without corrective lenses, field of vision of at least 70 degrees in the horizontal meridian in each eye, and the ability to recognize colors of traffic signals and devices showing standard red, green, and amber. 11. First perceives a forced whispered voice in the better ear at not less than 5 feet with or without the use of a hearing aid or, if tested by use of an audiometric device, does not have an average hearing loss in the better ear greater than 40 decibels at 500 Hz, 1000 Hz, and 2000 Hz with or without a hearing aid when the audiometric device is calibrated to American National Standard, formerly ASA Standard, Z24.5-1951. 12. Does not use any drug or substance identified in 21 CFR 1308.11 Schedule 1, an amphetamine, a narcotic or other habit-forming drug. E. Does not use any non-Schedule 1 drug or substance that is identified in the other schedules in 21 Part 1308 except when the use is prescribed by a licensed medical practitioner, as defined in Section 382.107, who is familiar with the driver's medical history and has advised the driver that the substance will not adversely affect the driver's ability to safely operate a commercial motor vehicle. 13. Has no current clinical diagnosis of alcoholism. To receive consideration for an intrastate-only commercial driver's license, CDL, you must furnish an exemption review officer with the following. I. Completed DOT physical report, or submit a DOT physical report not over 60 days old, which indicates the disqualification of medical disability, i.e. E. Statement from treating physician including how long they have been treating you, a brief explanation of disability, prescribed medications, if any, and a recommendation regarding your driving needs and abilities. E. A letter from your employer including how long you have been employed, type of vehicle driven by you, working hours, and driving needs including region within the state and or radius of miles. If you are self-employed, a letter is still needed. Upon receipt of all required information, applicant will be notified of a decision as soon as possible. All information must be forwarded to the following address. NC. Division of Motor Vehicles. Medical Review Unit. Atten. Exemption Review Officer. 3112 Mail Service Center. Raleigh, North Carolina, 27699-3112. 919-715-7000. 1.6 Social Security Requirements. To obtain a CDL or CLP, all first-time customers must provide a Social Security number. Proof of Social Security number. 1. Social Security card. 2. Payroll record. 3.1099 tax form. 4. Social Security document reflecting the SSN. 5. W-2 form. 6. Military record reflecting the SSN. 7. DD-214. 8. Medicaid or Medicare card reflecting the SSN. 1.7 Residency Requirements. Proof of residency in North Carolina. All first-time customers must show proof of their NC residence address. This is in addition to showing proof of identity. One of the two forms of your identity documents may reflect your NC residence address. Documents that you may present as proof residency include 1. Any document issued by this state or county, city, or the federal government. 2. House lease or contract, mortgage statement, property or income tax statement. 3. NC vehicle registration card or title. 4. Pre-printed financial statement by the institution. 5. NC voter precinct card. 6. School records. 7. Military orders, documents. 8. NC vehicle insurance policy. 9. Utility bill or cable bill. 10. Letter from homeless shelter. For more information, visit our website at http://www.ncdot.gov/dmv. NC. Real ID. https://www.ncdot.gov/dmv/driver/realid/. The NC. Real ID will soon make it more convenient for you when you need to board a commercial airplane or visit a military base or other federal facility. Beginning in 2020, federal agencies will enforce tougher security standards at airport check-ins and federal buildings, military installations, and nuclear facilities. The optional NC. Real ID is just like your traditional license or ID but has a gold star endorsement at the top. Rather not get an NC. Real ID license or ID, you'll still be able to board flights and enter federal facilities, but you will need to provide your license or ID along with some additional documentation. Getting an NC. Real ID. Getting an NC. Real ID driver license or ID card costs the same as any other license or ID, and the process is similar. Simply go to your nearest NC. Division of Motor Vehicles Driver License Office with documentation that proves your identity and date of birth. You have a social security number. Your residency. Your legal presence, lawful status. View a list of documents that are acceptable proof. To confirm identity and residency under the federal law, NCDMV scans these documents and permanently and securely stores them in your DMV record. You can expect to receive your NC Real ID driver license or ID card by mail in 10 to 15 business days. 1.8 Where are commercial skills tests given? Skills tests are provided at many driver license locations throughout the state. Skills tests are also given by certified third-party testers to employees of their company. The skills test can be taken once daily by appointment only. You must hold ACLP for 14 days prior to skills testing. Backquote. Please make your appointment as far in advance as possible. If for any reason you cannot make your appointment, please give at least a 24-hour notice so we may schedule others in need of the skills test. This will assist us in eliminating unnecessary waiting time. The commercial motor vehicle to be used for the test must be road ready. The examiner will inspect the vehicle to make sure that it is safe to use during the road test. The vehicle you bring in for the road test must represent the proper classification for which the commercial driver license is being issued. The vehicle must have the manufacturer labels showing the GVWR of the vehicle. 1.9 Endorsements, restrictions, and fees. Endorsements. H. Authorizes driving a vehicle transporting hazardous materials. T. Authorizes driving double trailers. P. Authorizes driving vehicles carrying passengers. N. Authorizes driving tank vehicles. X. Represents a combination of hazardous materials and tank vehicle endorsement. M. Authorizes driving a motorcycle. S. Authorizes driving a school bus. Driver must also have P endorsement. Restrictions. L. Restricts the driver to vehicles not equipped with air brakes. Z. Restricts the driver to vehicles not equipped with full air brakes, air over hydraulic system. E. Restricts the driver to automatic transmissions. K. Intrastate only. O. Restricts class A drivers to no tractor trailers. X. Restricts the driver to no cargo in CMV tank vehicle. Fees. Application fee. Each 3 attempts of knowledge tests, $40. Issue, renewal fee $20 per year. Each endorsement $4 per year. Duplicate $13. Learner's permit $20. Note. Fees are subject to change. All commercial driver licenses will be issued for 5 years except for certified school bus operators. Certified school bus operators will be issued for 3 years. 1.10 Exemptions and waivers. The vehicle types listed below do not require the operator to possess a CDL. However, a non-CDL Class A or B license may still be required. Vehicles used for personal use such as recreational vehicles. Vehicles owned or operated by the Department of Defense, including the National Guard, while they are driven by active-duty military personnel, or members of the National Guard when on active duty, in the pursuit of military purposes. Any vehicle when used as firefighting or emergency equipment for the purpose of preserving life or property or to execute emergency governmental functions. Farm vehicles that meet all of the following criteria. Controlled and operated by the farmer or the farmer's employee and used exclusively for farm use. Used to transport either agricultural products, farm machinery, or farm supplies, both to and from a farm. Not used in the operations of a common or contract motor carrier, and used within 150 miles of the farmer's farm. 1.11 Other Safety Acts Rules. Listed below are Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Act rules which affect CDL drivers. Read these carefully. Your commercial driver's license is at stake. At the time you obtain your CDL, you will be issued a temporary driving certificate, TDC. You may use the TDC to operate your vehicle until you receive your permanent card in the mail. You cannot have more than one license. If you break this law, a court may fine you a minimum of $250 for a first offense and a minimum of $500 for any offense thereafter. Upon issuance of a North Carolina license, you must surrender all other licenses. All states are connected to one computerized system to share information about CDL drivers. The states will check drivers' motor vehicle records and be assured that drivers do not have more than one CDL. You must notify your employer within 30 days of a conviction for any traffic violation, except parking. This is true no matter what type of vehicle you were driving. You must notify your employer if your license is suspended, revoked, or canceled, or if you are disqualified from driving. You must provide your employer information on all driving jobs you have held for the past 10 years. You must do this when applying for employment requiring a commercial driver license. Your employer cannot knowingly permit you to drive a commercial motor vehicle if you have more than one license or if your CDL is suspended, revoked, or disqualified. A court of law may fine the employer $500 to $1,000 for breaking this law. No individual may legally drive a commercial motor vehicle after April 1, 1992, without a CDL. A court may fine you a minimum of $250 for a first offense and a minimum of $500 for any offense thereafter for breaking this law. Anyone who holds a commercial driver license automatically agrees to chemical analysis. Consent is implied by driving a commercial motor vehicle on the streets and highways of North Carolina. A commercial driver will be suspended and CDL disqualified for 1 year if he/she willfully refuses a chemical analysis. You will lose your CDL for at least 30 days based on an immediate civil revocation if you are driving a commercial motor vehicle and the test reveals an alcohol concentration of 0.04% or more. This suspension may be extended indefinitely until the driver satisfies any requirements the court imposes regarding the civil revocation. This immediate action is taken prior to the court trial for the related alcohol charge. If your alcohol concentration is less than 0.04% but you have any detectable amount in your breath, you will immediately be placed out of service for 24 hours. Your CDL will be disqualified for 10 days if you are convicted of a first offense of driving a commercial motor vehicle after consuming alcohol or while alcohol remains in your body. Conviction of a second or third offense occurring within 7 years will result in a 1 year suspension and disqualification. You will be CDL disqualified for life and your privilege to drive suspended for 1 year upon your conviction of a fourth or subsequent offense occurring within 7 years. You will be CDL disqualified for 1 year for a civil revocation under GS 20-16.5 or a substantially similar revocation obtained in another jurisdiction, arising out of a charge that occurred while the person was either operating a commercial motor vehicle or while the person was holding a commercial driver license. A conviction of a first offense of any of the following will affect your privilege to drive. Driving while impaired. Alcohol concentration of 0.08% by a CDL holder in any type of vehicle. 1 year suspension and disqualification. Driving while impaired. Alcohol concentration 0.06%. in a CMV, 1 year suspension and disqualification. Driving while impaired. Alcohol concentration 0.04 or 0.05%, in a CMV, 1 year disqualification. Leaving the scene of an accident involving a CMV you were driving, 1 year disqualification. Using a CMV to commit a felony, 1 year disqualification. Vehicular manslaughter offense occurring while you were operating a CMV, 1 year suspension and disqualification. Driving a CMV during a period when your CDL is revoked, suspended, canceled, or you are otherwise disqualified from operating a CMV. 1 year disqualification and depending on the charged offense, your privilege to drive may also be suspended. If the offense occurs while you are operating a CMV that is placarded for hazardous materials, you will be CDL disqualified for at least 3 years. You will be CDL disqualified for life for conviction of a second offense of any of the above mentioned violations. You will also be CDL disqualified for life if you use a CMV to commit a felony involving the manufacture, distribution, or dispensing a controlled substance or possession with intent to manufacture, distribute, or dispense a controlled substance. You will lose your CDL for at least 60 days if you have committed 2 serious traffic violations within a 3-year period. For at least 120 days for 3 serious traffic violations within a 3-year period. 1.12 schedule of point values for offenses that occurred in a CMV. Passing stopped school bus 8. Rail highway crossing violation 6. Careless and reckless driving in violation of GS 20-140, F, 6. Speeding in violation of GS 20-141, J 3, 6. Aggressive driving 6. Reckless driving 5. Hit and run, property damage only 5. Following too close 5. Driving on wrong side of road 5. Illegal passing 5. Failure to yield right of way to pedestrian pursuant to GS 20-158, B, 2, B 5. Failure to yield right of way to bicycle, motor scooter, or motorcycle 5. Running through a stop sign 4. Speeding in excess of 55 miles per hour 4. Failure to yield right of way 4. Running through a red light 4. No driver's license or license expired more than 1 year 4. Failure to stop for siren 4. Driving through safety zone 4. No liability insurance 4. Failure to report accident where such report is required 4. Speeding in a school zone in excess of the posted school zone speed limit 4. Possessing alcoholic beverages in the passenger area of a commercial motor vehicle 4. All other moving violations 3. Littering pursuant to GS 14-399 when the littering involves the use of a motor vehicle 1.